Hello and welcome to the DVCA show. Today we are joined in the studio by 2025 John Gleeson medalist Andrew Lamont, an outstanding season for Eltham last year. Notably with the bat, but he wasn't too shy with the ball either. So today we are going to be talking with Andrew about Eltham's first two-day action of the season against Bundoora Park. And Red, you didn't have to dominate on this one.
Yeah, lucky Grom got away with a few, and then Boat helped him out, Benny Rowe, with a nice 100-run partnership in the middle there.
So Eltham 8 for 251 at home against Bundoora Park. Top score, Liam Rushton-McCoach with 77, and then, as you did mention, a middle order 53 from Benny Rowe back in Eltham colours.
Yeah, correct. It was good to get him back, shore up that middle order after losing the Pommy fellas over the break.
So yourself and so Matty Crom's kind of got used to seeing you guys dominating, particularly in the first half of the season last year, but just 18 and 12 between the two of you, I imagine it would have been very, very good for you to see Liam after, I suppose, what we would call a breakout season last year, continue on with the good form with the bat.
Yeah, correct. And it's unlike Grom to be off 189 pills as well. He's normally like he's a pretty free-flowing batsman normally.
How do you normally see fellas batting in the first two-day innings of the season?
Can be a bit interesting, especially if that the random one day you play first.
Yeah.
Especially the balls are completely different, obviously, and they'll keep swinging for 50, 60 overs sometimes, so...
And a name I also remember from a little while back who's new to the club, Niall Smith, batting a second drop for you.
Yeah, I've been working on Niall for a few years now. He's been pretty concentrated on work, and I think he's we finally cracked him to get down in the red and black in the cricket form rather than the footy form now.
You must be pretty excited looking at that top and middle order. The batting's by no means reliant on you and Crimesy.
Yeah, correct. That's always a good thing. It's probably our strength now, really. Over the few years, you've always had skips back in the day.
Yeah.
Being sort of the lone wolf. And now you look at our order, you wouldn't say there's a weak link there at all, really.
So 251 you're defending against Bundoora Park, who are fellow top four side from last season. At Eltham Central, how defensible is that?
You still have to bowl well, I think. It's pretty, I'd say slightly above par, I reckon.
Yep.
But the ground's going to be pretty quick for the first 2 or 3 months of the season.
Yeah, seems to be in a consensus. As I look at, there's some, particularly in the grade cricket, there's definitely clubs posting big scores for the first two-day game of the season.
You definitely want to score your runs before Christmas, that's for sure, if you're a batsman.
Yep. What do you think of your bowling this season? Are we going to be seeing you with the ball in hand as much as last year?
I don't think so.
Well, yep.
Matty's probably the one to ask for that one, but I don't think I'll be needed as much. We've got a fellow called Dario who we think is probably a missing link with the bowling.
Yep.
We'll probably have strike bowlers short last year and showed in the granny, probably couldn't finally get that that last wicket to get a breakthrough.
Because I think, like, consensus, yourself and Plenty were probably the two strongest sides across the home and away season. And as it often happens, things change enough in finals, you don't win.
Yeah.
Was there much of a chat about what you needed to do to win the flag this year?
Just the little things, really.
Yep.
We continue to try and... We pride ourselves on being the best fielding side in the comp, so probably keeping that standard up. You win games with your fielding, really.
I don't imagine it would be much of a surprise for you to see Matty as the keeper for the Money Shield team of the year.
Yeah, correct. He's best keeper in the comp, I reckon. Even Barclay, Money, Mash, whatever.
Yep. How long has he been your keeper for?
Jeez, however long I can remember.
Yep.
Probably 15 years, probably.
It's 10, 15,
yeah.
It's not an easy position to hold for that long just because of the wear and tear.
Yeah, correct.
On all the important muscles.
Being a shorter fellow, he doesn't have to bend down as much as us bigger fellows do, Cal.
You don't see too many big dogs with the gloves, quite honest.
We've got Corey from BU, that's probably the biggest one, that's about it.
Rare consensus, just find the median height of Shield wicket keepers. Mm. I'm racking my brains now, and I don't think Penton Hill's ever had a tall bloke keeping. I reckon short to mediums, just the range for them.
Yeah, correct.
As long as they're able to move quickly down league side.
Yeah.
That's also a consensus, I'd say, exactly for us. Right. You're backing yourselves. Who are the bowlers who you think are going to be the most important ones in your defence on Saturday?
As I said, I'm pretty keen to see how Dario goes in his first hit out for us. He looked pretty good with the stick. He's got some nice wheels about him, so we'll see how he goes and see if he unleashes on the weekend. Even Joey, the new Pommy fellow we got over, bowls him. Some nice left arm ortho. So pretty much, if it's a team effort, we'll win. We think we're pretty confident if we bowl well, we'll win.
Where'd you get Joey from?
Out Somerset way.
Yeah, okay.
So he's a young fella. I think he's only early 20s.
Oh, not so bad, so then.
We got him over, yeah.
Well, he did all right with the English fellas last year. Yeah, so, yeah.
Correct. So we went back to that well, and it's working so far.
The boys from last year also Somerset?
Bailey was. Yeah. And I think Batesy was from Leicester.
Yeah, okay.
So a bit further north, I believe.
Righty, Red, thank you for coming back in again.
All good,
Cap. So, 251 to defend. It's all ahead of you, and you'll find out a little bit more about how well your bowling lineup's going to look for 2026.
Cool. Thanks, Cap.
Remember, more cricket, more people, more often.